Did you know there were more than 630 sports stories published by BetaDay writers in the 2022 calendar year? Yes, 2022 brought about a lot of memorable sports moments. Like we did in 2021, we are going to let the readers decide what was, or who was, the sports story of the year for 2022. Jamie Bull, who was voted the sports story of the year in 2021, had another dominating season on the water. The 21-year-old pro water skier recently captured her second straight pro tour slalom title. The Nipissing Lakers varsity women's hockey team took home a silver medal, making it all the way to the U Sport Championship game in March of 2022 before falling 4-0 in the final to Concordia. The Lakers MVP in 2021-22 Maria Domenico was named to Team Canada for the FISU Games in Lake Placid, New York in early 2023. Domenico, 23, has netted 5 goals and 7 assists totaling 12 points in 15 games so far for the nationally ranked Nipissing Lakers hockey team. She finished with 10 goals and 8 assists for 18 points in 14 games in 2021-22. North Bay's Lucas Edmonds made the most of his overage all year, scoring 113 points with the Kingston Frontenacs, and was selected in the third round of the NHL draft by the Tampa Bay Lightning and was eventually signed to a pro deal. He is currently playing for their all affiliate in Syracuse, New York. The North Bay U15 AAA Trappers, who played their first season after teammate Noah Dugas passed away, upset both Sault Ste. Marie and Sudbury to claim the NOAA crown in the spring of 2022. The North Bay U16 AAA Trappers had a successful year winning a tournament in Kitchener and having 5 players led by Masson Ray selected in the 2022 All Priority selection. Ben Gaudreau was named the MVP of the Sarnia Sting in 2021-22, and the Corbeil Netminder was also named to Team Canada's World Junior Team. Some defensemen who were offensive made headlines in 2022, as battalion defender Ty Nelson put up impressive stats this calendar year, and was drafted in the third round of the NHL draft by the Seattle Kraken. Voodoo's captain Alex Little leads the local NOJHL team in scoring from the blue line at the Christmas break, and Calendar's Jake Gravel is racking up the points and leading the OUA in defense scoring with the University of Western Ontario Mustangs. Another battalion star made headlines as Brandon Coe led the troops with 101 points, including 34 goals, 67 assists, and a plus-minus rating of plus 33. He was named the OHL's Overage Player of the Year in 21-22. Battalion executive Adam Dennis continued to impress as an up-and-coming hockey executive. Aside from making some savvy trades in the fall of 2022, bringing in the likes of Josh Bloom and most recently Pasale Zito, he helped build the battalion team to get to the Final Four, and in the summer of 2022 he saw 5 of his players selected at the NHL draft in Montreal, including Ty Nelson, Tienyas Mathurin, Kyle Jackson, Dominic DeVincentis, and Liam Arnsba. Of course, Dennis shares that development success with a rising star coach in the form of Ryan Olayan. Ryan Hunter left the NFL for more playing opportunities and the chance to win a Grey Cup. The Algonquin alum, who won a Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2020, got himself a Grey Cup ring as the Argos edged North Bay's Mike O'Shea's Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the 2022 Grey Cup. Tyler Mullen had an amazing season as the rookie place kicker for the Queens Gaels. The 19-year-old Scollard alum made every field goal and point after attempt for the Gaels. He was named an OUA All-Star as well as a U Sports First Team All-Canadian for the 2022 season. The Algonquin Barons senior football team won its second straight NDA title for the first time in the school's history. On the track, Scollard Hall athlete Lindsay Fletcher received a 4-year NCAA scholarship to run cross-country and track from Jacksonville State University, located in Jacksonville, Alabama. This season, she captured a gold medal at NOSSA in the 1500M event that took place in Sault Ste. Marie in late May. The Nipissing Lakers varsity men's soccer team won 2 playoff games and made it to the OUA semifinals before falling to the McMaster Marauders 3-0 in November of 2022. The Lakers earned a 6-5-1 record in the regular season and won 2 playoff games as the number 4 seed in the East. Go to our poll to vote here.